new menu is very popular, which, of course, has made Edith even more apoplectic. William's now spending most of his time outside, smoking to calm his nerves. Oscar raised his glass. To Madame Hopkins and Redwood. Long may they continue to supply you with the latest Bunbury news. Liz and Marge are very good with their weekly phone call, Alfie agreed, raising his own glass. That reminds me, they sent you this with their compliments. From his jacket pocket, he retrieved a small bag, neatly tied with a red ribbon, and handed it to Oscar. And long may the dear ladies continue to supply me with the best fudge in the Cotswolds, Oscar said. I take it the fudge-making business continues to do well. Going from strength to strength, said Alfie. Liz renovated her kitchen so she could increase output, and she got top marks in the food hygiene rating scheme. She's very proud. You're lucky they could spare you a bag, since they've been working hard catering for a wedding. Too kind, said Oscar, stashing the fudge in his own pocket. Please pass on my sincere thanks. But fudge-making must be quite dreary in comparison to solving crimes. Of course, the two Miss Marples can't be doing much amateur detecting without you, since you are arguably the hypotenuse of the Bunbury Triangle. A ridiculous name, said Alfie. Marge came up with it, and unfortunately, it stuck. But the village seems to be an oasis of calm at the moment, apart from the uncivil war and the horse. How very disappointing, said Oscar. I hope for more drama in next week's bulletin. I haven't finished this week's, said Alfie. You remember Dorothy? Oscar gave a shudder. Ooh, Dorothy, from the post office, the second person who greeted me when I came to visit. She knew everything about me. I swear she knew things about me that I didn't even know. Frankly, I don't believe it's a post office. I think it's the real headquarters of MI5, and the building in London is just a dummy. Alfie laughed. She does take a keen interest in the mail she delivers. But in this case, it was nothing to do with the post. She turned up on the vicarage doorstep, and the vicar, Philip, interrupted Oscar, anxious to show off his mastermind specialist subject potential. Philip, confirmed Alfie. He naturally thought she was delivering a parcel or needed him to sign for something. But no. She said she wanted to become a Christian. And could he baptize her? Oscar, intrigued, put down his knife and fork again. At a time of dwindling congregations, he must have been thrilled. I presume he baptized her there and then. No, he invited her in for a coffee. Alfie thought fondly of his visits to the vicarage.